Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. The city of Brevard has made a formal announcement about the search for a new police chief. City Manager Joe Moore says the want ad is in today's Transylvania Times. Moore says it's taken months of hiring a consultant and then having that firm meet with local police officers and laying groundwork.
The advertisement closes March 1st. In that time, while applicants are submitting for their interest in this position, the consultant that we've hired is coming back and doing focus groups with the community. That will happen February 19th.
Moore says there will be three focus groups, one for law enforcement, one community-based, and one for all departments in the city that deal with law enforcement. The one ad specifies preferences such as a bachelor's degree, training, and good management skills. Moore says one important qualification came from members of the community.
The big thing that we are hearing just generically from the community is that there needs to be, and this is a trend as well, there needs to be a lot of interaction with the community. So we're looking for someone who's got experience with community-oriented policing, someone who it's not so much a response as a proactive interaction with the community.
Again, the deadline to apply for the job is March 1st. Developmental Associates of Chapel Hill is handling the process. North Carolina has a chance to become the top bird-counting state in the nation this year in the Great Backyard Bird Count. That'll be held this coming weekend through the 15th. The Great Backyard Bird Count is an event that engages bird watchers of all ages to count birds and create a real-time snapshot of where the birds are across the continent and Hawaii. North Carolina had a big showing in the 2009 count. With over 4,000 checklists, the state came in third in the nation in the number of checklists, trailing only behind Pennsylvania and New York. Anybody can take part in the Great Backyard Bird Count. Participants count birds for as little as 15 minutes or as long as they want to on one of the days or all of the days of that event, and you report your sightings online. For more information, go to www.birdcount.org. The family of Transylvania County native Donald Lee Green has recently established an endowed scholarship fund at Brevard College. The Donald Lee Green Endowed Scholarship will provide financial support to a deserving student who has attended Brevard High School for their entire high school experience and who wishes to go to Brevard College. Family members established the scholarship in Green's name to honor his affinity for both Brevard College and Brevard High School. Green was the son of Clarence Vernon Green and Ella Galloway Green. He was born in Brevard April 21, 1933, and died in July of 2009 in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information about establishing an annual or endowed scholarship at Brevard College, contact the College Office of Institutional Advancement at 884-8218. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.